Hi everybody, it is Stacey Corder here from the Business Success Networking Magazine, and I'm here for our next podcast series, which is all about using print as a marketing asset to create that credibility and that authority within your industry. So I'm joined today by Raj, who is not only a print expert, he is one of the Business Success Network experts, and in the last episode where you heard from Simon Clements, this is the other third of Brolly, our sub-brand that's going on there. So, hi Raj, how are you? Welcome to the studio.
Hi Stacey, I'm very well. Thanks for having me here. Excited to be here, actually.
Oh, do you know what? I'm so excited to have you on the podcast because we've had some brilliant experts and you are definitely someone that has been on my radar to grab you into this into the studio and have a chat because I could chat to you all day, to be honest.
It's really good to be here because we've known each other a while and obviously work together and chat together a lot anyway, but it's great to sort of be here and share some of my experiences, etc.
So yeah. Obviously I know who you are, but the listeners might not. So do you want to tell us about you and your experience? Why have I dragged you in here today to talk about print?
Yeah, well, the reason why I'm here is because we're coming up into our 18th year of being in print. So we have a print unit, which we've been there for about 15 of the 18 years. So we've been in print for a while. My background is that I've always worked with small businesses. I was born into a small business, so my mom and dad had a shop and. My brothers did various sort of things, and as growing up, so I was involved in a lot of businesses. So my passion was in small business because that's what we knew and that's what we did. I later trained as an accountant. So I trained as a chartered accountant, first of all, in a very small practice, a two-partner practice, which again, obviously, our customers were small businesses. And then I actually went and joined and finished my training at one of the largest accountancy practices in the world. So that was KPMG. Even within KPMG, I was within the small business unit. Obviously, the small businesses there were still fairly large enterprises, but they were classed as owner-managed businesses. So that's where my passion was, really. And when I left the accountancy world, because I really wanted to run my own business again, I wanted to get back into the small business world. And print was an excellent way of, keeping in touch with lots of small businesses. I mean, we have larger clients, but my passion is in the smaller businesses, the ones that I know that we can help grow their business, make them more money by using print as part of the overall marketing mix, which I think it's an essential part. So the reason why I'm here today is to share a bit more of that expertise that I've built up over the time. And just to really sort of put across that, I see print as an essential part of a business, because it's marketing that is working on your business. So advertising, brochures, leaflets, etc., but also in your business, so things like forms and invoices, purchase orders, all sorts of things that help you run your business as well. So that's why I'm here.
That's brilliant, actually. And you have just, there's fireworks going off in my brain now. Every time I speak to you, I think, oh, I need some of that, or I want some of this. Oh, Raj, you and the guys at R-Print are genuinely, you say what you're going to do. And this could open a whole can of worms, but I've been looking at merchandise and stuff recently, and it is amazing how many people don't do that. They say they're going to do one thing and they don't do it. And then the customer experience isn't great. You guys at R-Print, as I said, 100% your communication is amazing. The quality of the products are fantastic. So I'm really, really pleased you've joined me today. Just you talking then about like the outgoing stuff and then also the internal stuff that we don't always think about, the invoices and all that kind of thing. Yeah, wow. Honestly, I bet there's listeners now thinking, I could do that. Yeah, absolutely. So, and we'll come back onto your contact details in a little bit. So the way this series is running then, I'm asking three questions. One is the who are you and your expertise, and I think you covered that brilliantly there. So my next question then, Raj, is how can people use print as an asset to add to their credibility then? That, if they want to be seen as an industry leader, so to speak, to be that authority in their industry, how can print help them?
Well, see, when we look at assets you know, we talk a lot about a business building up their assets. It's all about touch points. So it's the amount of times people see you. You know, there's various different numbers about, you know, how many touch points you need to, you know, to be to essentially to be known, liked, and trusted. You know, the principles of networking are really very much within, you know, the whole success of a business, really. And print can help that because it's a very important part of a touch point. And what I'm going to do is, if it's okay, Stacey, I've brought some samples and things with me to just illustrate some points. You know, the first one that I'm going to show you is a brochure that we worked. So this is actually my own brochure. So basically, this is a brochure that I helped get a lot of credibility in terms of my property business. So it goes through there. It tells, like, you know, who I am and what I do and who I can help. So print is a great sort of introducer and an explainer of your business. So it starts building up the credibility in terms of, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? What's your vision? And most importantly, what's in it for me? That's what the reader wants to know. How can you help me? What are the problems in my industry? How do you solve them? And you can talk to people about that, and you can send them emails about that. But print just adds a lot of credibility in terms of, you know, something that they're holding in their hand in their own time, referring to it, and really sort of explaining some intricate details of your offering. You know, I haven't come across anything better than print words that people can sit down and absorb information from. You know, which brings me on to another sort of area that we've been working with a lot at the moment is training. So training, coaching, we see a lot of that. And, you know, instant credibility, you'd be surprised, is made by sending out your delegates some training materials.
Love that, yeah.
You know, so these are sort of ones that we've done. So those are the Kingmaker manuals. You know, if you're saying to your audience that, look, I want to help you learn, you know, you want to be using the best methods to learn. You're obviously delivering online or you're delivering in person, but nothing really sort of helps people. And this is the feedback that we've had. Nothing really helps people absorb information, make notes, and, you know, retain that information, but other than using print. And we've time and time again seen people who moved away from print. So, you know, really, this is building up your credibility in terms of, you know, we've taken the effort to put something together that we're sending out to you, something tangible, and it's all used within your other marketing. Like, for example, I've got a branded background. You know, that's just a super wide banner. You know, instantly it's adding my brand. You know, that's going to go on to the internet. It's building up my credibility. Yeah, so it's just really sort of, it's really introducing, explaining, and trying to get what you're trying to do with print is trying to help that decision. So it's a decision maker. You know, we've got, for example, customers whose, for example, car dealers is a great example. Car dealers, their headquarters don't print glossy brochures anymore. So what they actually do is they ask us to do short runs for them, individual sort of dealerships, because they say that it adds credibility to the decision-making process. You know, when people sit together, they make a decision by looking at a magazine together, by looking at a printed product that helps them make that decision to buy, you know, quite an expensive item. So that's, you know, to summarize, you know, that's how I think that print really adds by adding to the touch points. That's how it's building up credibility. You know, you want to get known, liked, and trusted. And just for my own sort of my own marketing, something that I've done for over 10 years, and you've seen this before, Stacey, is my Kit Kat brochure.
Oh, I love this. I'm so glad you brought this on. And for those of you on the podcast that
Okay.
can't see this, Raj has a kind of like about an A5 brochure. It opens up and you can stick a Kit Kat on there, and it's so good. For people like myself with the magazine that it's designed to read in a coffee break, actually they're perfect. So yeah, I need to
Yeah.
get that designer to get us some of them, definitely.
Yeah.
You just talked about touch points quite a lot there, Raj. And actually, what's really interesting is I've just come out of a management team meeting for one of my clients, and they were talking about touch points, and they've just done some mail shots. They've just had some stuff gone through the post to some potential clients, And the coach on that call just said that if you have something land through your front door, you would need to have 1,000 touch points online to get the same response. So that, and I was thinking, oh, I can use that later on this podcast with Raj. You know, everything you just said about touch points, about having stuff land on your door, all that kind of thing. Really, really important there. And yes, everybody's online at the minute, but you're right. There is nothing like getting something in your hands and looking at it, bringing that credibility. Yeah, but 1,000 touch points different. It was massive to hear that stat. Does that surprise you, or I bet it doesn't.
I mean, no, not at all, because, you know, because if it was, you know, marketing, we don't know how much of it works and how much of it doesn't. People have different percentages of, you know, people say 80% of your marketing won't work, so you need to try to find that 20% and do more of that. It's very difficult to get to that stage, so it's a lot of different things that you need to try to stand out in a busy world. You know, it's a very busy world, and, you know, some people say, I never use print. Or I never use, you know, some people say I would never use Facebook ads, for example. Yeah. So there's always people who say, I don't do this, and it just won't work.
Honestly, I remember 3 years ago, the day I bought the magazine, somebody said to me, what have you done that for? Print media is dead. And actually, it's now, you know, one of the biggest parts of my business. It's phenomenal that he's got one there as well. Look,
there you go. It's always, see, print is always at the side, isn't it? You can pick it up and you know, use what you want to get. I mean, you know, you talk about credibility. Business Success Magazine is all about bringing together experts and helping other people, well, other businesses achieve success. And, you know, yes, you can put it onto the your website, of course. You know, this is just another way for people to read it, be accessible. You know, it's going to get read much more with having two options of how to read it.
But, yeah, and you're absolutely right. And do you know what? I am never, ever asked for the online version. It's always the print version that they want.
Yeah.
It speaks volumes, doesn't it? So moving on then, Raj, because we are short on time today. Like I said, I could chat to you all day, but I think people that listen to this podcast know that I just don't shut up now. So I'm trying to be really, really controlled here and let you do the talking. So the final question then is one I ask all my guests. What are your three top tips then for using or for building a strong message using print?
Okay, I was wondering whether this should be number one or number two, but I'm going to call it number one. And that is that have great design. You know, great design, great print works very well with great design. You know, you're trying to communicate a lot of information in often, you know, 4 or 8 pages. You know, you're sort of telling your whole story about, you know, who you are, who you're trying to help. For example, what are your accreditations? Who are your partners, your suppliers? You're trying to put forward a lot of information, contact information, and you need to work with someone who knows how to make that stand out. And that's when print really works. So that's the number one tip. Number two is know your audience. Who are you, what are you trying to achieve? And who are you trying to solve problems for, and where do they hang out? So the delivery of that print is very important. You know, people often talk about print, you know, was just thrown away in the bin. You know, you need to find out, why was it thrown away in the bin? Was your audience not targeted enough? Did you do too many? Print has moved to a place where you don't need to do thousands and thousands and thousands of prints anymore. You know, we do 12 brochures. You know, we can do 12 high-end brochures because someone is targeting 5 or 10 sales of a luxury house.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the know your audience. And the third one, which I've said already now, is use it as part of your overall strategy. So what you're trying to do is, you know, I've already mentioned this, I've got a printed banner, which is being used online now. You know, we've got pictures of the Business Success Magazine. People are taking pictures of it and posting them on the Facebook. So have a look at, you know, how it's used in the overall marketing mix. How, you know, keep the, going back to the design, keep the consistency the same between online and offline. You know, your website should look similar to your brochure. Yeah. Your banner should very much look like your Facebook banner. If you notice, a lot of the online terms are the same as print terms for a reason, because print, you know, is still very much relevant to people in their minds. if you look at a lot of, like, for example, ClickFunnels is a great example. ClickFunnels use images of books and wirebound notepads and tent cards and things to sell the online offering. There's a reason for that, is because print is appealing.
Mm. And you're absolutely right. You know, I've said about the magazine, I always get asked for hard copies, not for online versions. I am old fashioned. I still have a paper diary because I love stationery. Mm. I mean, you know me, Raj, you daren't let me in the front door of our print because I'd be there wanting absolute. I don't let myself in, to be honest, because there's just so many things you could do. Mm. And it is, like you say, it is about targeting your audience and knowing who. And I always say with the magazine, I would rather have 500 printed good quality copies that go out to people that enjoy it and that want it, rather than 10,000-20,000 being dumped in centres and offices in places. The cleaner comes along and swoosh, it's in the bin. Mm. You know, it is about getting Absolutely. Your audience right and targeting it. So, so much information there, Raj. So much information. I honestly can imagine our listeners are scribbling notes rapidly now with all that content from you. So thank you very much. If people want to get hold of you, now obviously you are on the Business Success Network website as one of our experts. You are, like I say, one of my you are my go-to print expert, and you are part of Broly as well. But where can they find you if they want to contact you direct?
Okay, so you can find us on Facebook, search for Our Print. But, you know, it would be, you know, inappropriate for me not to say without print. So
there we go. 01926 332969, or you can email sales@ourprint.co.uk. www.ourprint.co.uk. There we go. Lots of ways where you can contact Raj, or as I say, head to our Business Success Network website and there's a contact us button on there. You can get, you know, I can do all the work for you. There you go. I feel like it's PA now.
Thanks.
Raj, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you.
You are a true gent and a gent. Can't even get my words out. Should have ended it then. You are a true gentleman, and you always say, you always do what you say you're going to do. So
thanks, Stacey. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Honestly, you make doing business really, really easy with you. Guys, that is it for another episode of our Business Success Network podcast. Thank you to Raj. Thank you for listening, and I will see you all very soon. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.